Mike did not mention, but I am a substitute speaker filling in for a person who dropped out at the last minute. I'm happy to do this, though, because he's from North Carolina and we try to pull it, scratch each other's back. I want to talk about how you can maintain your education, get educational opportunities after you leave, after you graduate. For overview of my talk, first of all, I want to discuss how academics view the soil science profession, basically give my point of view. Secondly, review a new recruiting strategy. In order to keep the profession going, we need to attract more students into it. You may be able to help. Summarize a new undergrad program that Joe was talking about. And then lastly, introduce a new DE master's program that's up and running, because it is a way for you to get your master's degree after you leave college and take a full-time job. Okay, so from my standpoint, where do soil scientists work? Well, I think you got a pretty good introduction, but let's look at where undergraduates at NC State Soil Science Department took jobs in the last 10 years. The data are old, probably 5 years out of date, maybe not quite that bad. But you can see that consulting was our main employer, about 35%, and I think it might be up to 50% of our graduate students are going into consulting. Government work, as Joe said, is still important, about 30%. Grad school, we are slipping, 18%. Ag business, less than 10%, and going into farming, very, very small. So consulting is the growth area for a soil scientist right now in the southeastern United States. Our problem at the university is that our undergraduate majors were developed for these other professions, not the big dog on the block. And so to maintain a qualified training, make sure we turn out a good product at undergraduate levels, we've got to make sure we revamp our undergraduate majors to recognize the consulting industry. When I prepared this talk, I quite frankly thought I was going to be talking to consultants, and so I took out all my introductory stuff on what consulting scientists or what a soil scientist does. The one picture I want you to remember, as I left all the stuff out, is what you see here. This is a subdivision. Every home site in that division was put there by a soil scientist. Okay? And I'll tell you why in just a second. But a soil scientist actually goes to the point of siting each individual home lot. A consulting soil scientist works in the real estate industry. That term has not been used too much in this symposium, but today we work in the real estate industry, particularly if you're in the southeastern United States. Funny aside, I mentioned this to Joe Valentine, the previous speaker, and he says, please don't associate me with that name. It's such a slimy profession that I really can't have my name associated with it. Pick something else. But I'm sorry, Joe, that's the way it is. What do you do in the real estate industry? Well, you evaluate soils for septic systems. Mike Wood talked about it. In fact, the consultants in North Carolina say the number one crop in North Carolina is housing from a value standpoint. Okay, agronomy is out. Housing is in. That's what you're going to be growing. You also delineate wetlands. You cannot put a house in a wetland without replacing it. And that's why you have to identify the wetland boundary. So a soil scientist not only evaluates soils for septic systems, he's got to find out where the wetlands are, because you can't put a house in a wetland. Once you know where the good land is for septic systems, once you know where the bad land is, that is, you got to stay out of the wetlands, you plan the subdivision and lay out the maximum number of usable lots. Okay, that's the job. Now, are we producing too many soil scientists now? Well, the answer is no, we're not producing enough. I don't have numbers on this, but let me give you the relative trends. Today, at least at NC State, we may be turning out 10 people to go into the consulting industry. It's not really a lot. If we do nothing else over time, those numbers will remain steady or actually decrease slightly as more people go into the environmental area. There are more jobs for soil scientists in North Carolina now than we can fill. Okay, this is the best time to be a soil scientist in my recollection. Also, because they're tied to the real estate industry, I admit this year is kind of bad, maybe next year is bad too. I think housing in the southeast is going to grow. I think the number of consulting jobs is going to grow. And so in time, this gap is going to get wider and wider if we do nothing at this point. The most disgusting thing for me as a soil scientist is that these jobs are not going to remain unfilled. They're going to be filled by foresters, engineers, and biologists. Okay, so the jobs are out there for you if you're there ready to take them. And so now we got to talk about making sure we get enough students in the undergrad program. How can we increase the numbers of soil scientists? In fact, I want to increase numbers, not so much because my boss at NC State says it, but because guys sitting in the front row are telling me they need more employees, okay? We are behind the ball. We've got to actively recruit more high school students. and we have to develop a new, more attractive, a new major, more attractive to today's high school students. Let's face it, your high school kids are interested in two things, sex and getting rich. And we're going to have to come up with a major that pretty much conjures up both things in their mind when they hear it. All right, our recruiting strategy. We've already begun this. It's got to be a new approach. We actually don't do much recruiting at NC State. We didn't have to in the last 20 years, but now it's become a problem. First of all, we plan to assemble a database of high school science teachers. This is already done. Contact the teachers by email. Each teacher sends us the email address of 10 students. We want the best 10 students from the freshman and senior level. Then we will work to contact the students regularly during their four-year high school career. This will be done by email. We hope that, let's say, 200 seniors have been contacted throughout the 4 years, and we hope by the end of that, in this program, that 10% of those will enter our program at NC State. We're basically right here. We already have the email addresses for the high school teachers, and we're in the process of getting the names of the students. We train high school teachers for about 1 week in the summer at NC State. These are environmental people, and so this is, we've got their names and their where they're located. This map is not particularly good. You can see that most of the teachers and schools are in North Carolina and Virginia in the southeast. We got some in Pennsylvania and over here in Kentucky, or Tennessee rather, and we've got one in Hong Kong. Yes, this is not where Hong Kong is, but I'm sorry, that's where the guy put the dot. But we already have our database. Second thing is to come up with a website that allows us to contact these people with flashy pictures, get high school students interested in soil science, let them know what we do, and let them see job opportunities, which are shown here on the right. We have our own job board, if you will, where consultants can dial in, post a job listing, students can actually come in, look at our website, and see what available jobs there are. Okay, when you set it up by email, it's pretty easy to have timed announcements and letters and all that stuff going out, and this is just our schedule. This is a letter that my co-author put together. Dear Bobby, are you interested in working outdoors and so on? This is what our first contacts will be made with, trying to get Bobby and Jimmy and Sue all interested in reading more information that comes from our department. Here's our job listing board. We are trying to pattern this after the Society of Wetland Scientists, which I think has the best jobs board in the world for you people. If you're interested in getting a job in your environmental profession, sws.org is where you got to go. And once you're done there, come to NC State's jobs board. I've got a flyer here if you're interested that describes some of our email stuff that you can get on. And check periodically to see what jobs are available and maybe what salaries are available. Well, our mailing list, we've got only 162 teachers so far. It's growing pretty well. They've been contacted to ask how we can get up with students, the email addresses, what services we can provide them to help teach better and keep students interested in NC State, and also alert them to our new website. Here it is, soil-science.info. If you want a job, check us out. Your future opportunity may be listed there right now. If you're a consultant, post a job there. We're trying to get a national list or a national viewing audience. Okay, the recruiting goals. When you talk to business guys, you got to have goals. Our database is going to be 800 students if I meet my goals from freshman to senior levels. I hope 200 seniors become available each year. I'm assuming a success rate of 10%, get 20 new majors each year. Virginia Tech has a similar program, but doing it by stamp mail. But in our success, our target of 10% is actually a little bit lower than theirs. This is freshman, sophomore, junior, senior in college, fifth year. I assume these are the number of undergrads I expect coming in. First year, the seniors already picked their colleges, so I don't know that anybody had come in our program from this effort. Second year, the juniors probably are like the seniors, pretty well decided. But by the third year, I figure we'll get 20 at a crack, and if we keep these and it grows, by the seventh year, I'm hoping to have 90 undergraduate majors in this program in the soil science department, keeping Mike Wood, Joe Valentine, and the others happy with potential employees. Okay, once we advertise, to attract students into our program, we have to have something to advertise, so we need a new major. I want a major that sounds sexy, that is not true sex, but you know, it sounds interesting. Has a name recognized by high schoolers. I like the word real estate, but we cannot control the real estate profession, so we got to pick something that's related and meets the needs of consultants in the real estate industry, Joe and Mike and the others. Okay, how can we sell a student on a major? You got to focus on salaries. I got to say, you got the potential for big money. $500,000, $1 million salaries. Not everybody now. I just need one, okay? We can do that if we tie ourselves to a $1 trillion industry. I'd also like a major that has no competing majors. One of the problems with soils profession is that we went with the environmental science major. Well, I got news for you. Every school in the country's got an environmental science program, and there's not a lot of reason why students should be coming to NC State if they can go to other schools closer to home. So we want a major that they have to come to us to get. And not just us, any land-grant school. Okay, so our new major is soil and land development. Its purpose is to train students both in land evaluation as well as the legal and financial aspects of real estate development. Remember, Joe was saying that you've got to know how to run a business, and we're going to have to train you in that. Remember that this curriculum will not train real estate agents. I have nothing against a real estate agent. It's a good profession, but they can get training anywhere. They don't have to come to us. We will emphasize the field skills. This is number one in my book as to what we need for a student to work in the consulting industry. You've got to be able to do a profile description as well as use GPS and GIS equipment. Okay, the requirements will be similar to an environmental science major, 128 credits, 24 to 30 soil science credits. We'll have two tracks right now, one that will prepare guys to go into the field consulting, that's the basically like Joe and Mike just discussed. Also, I'd like to have a track that allows kids to go into an MBA program, get into real estate at the master's or higher level, and actually begin managing these large home development companies. I think knowing something about land properties is a good place to start. The core courses are those that you're already trained in. We're not coming up with something new. If anybody has gone through a soil science program in a land grant school in the United States, I think they are well trained with most of these courses. Wetland soils, GIS, maybe some new stuff, but I think in general you're well trained. We'll have additional courses though to prepare you for the new environment. Site planning, legal and regulatory environment, environmental law and economic policy, economic analysis, small business accounting, this is what Joe was talking about, as well as some of the other more science-based courses are what you're going to need. And I say what you're going to need because we've polled the consultants, asked them about our program, and have adjusted the program based on the survey responses that we've got. Okay, if all is said and done, we'll have three majors, environmental science for grad school, soil and land development for consulting and the MBA. The agronomy program has been renamed Plant and Soil Science and Sciences, and that will train students for agriculture. But I think at most schools, or at least at NC State, we are going to have a diverse program and try to maintain all opportunities in all three areas. Where do we stand? Well, we have approval from the college to go ahead and plan. We have to have the plan in place in 1 year. We conducted a survey among the consultants, and they said, we've made some changes based on what they've suggested. Interestingly enough, you've heard about some of the things, profile description, GIS, GPS. You know what the other thing is that they told us you guys need? In fact, Mike Wood keeps telling me, the ability to write, okay? You may not like going to English and writing classes. The consulting company wants companies want people who can write. All right? Right? All right. He, I don't know, he's stolen at least two or three from me right now. In the last, what, two or three years, Mike? Is okay, now, that's the undergrad stuff. Let's talk about what you guys can do to help us recruit students. I'm sorry the name has been used here at the Ambassador Program. It's a concept we're working on now. It doesn't have anything to do with the Soil Science Society of America, although they have an Ambassador Program. But what we're finding is that science teachers, K through 12, want to include soil science information in their courses. They don't know how to do it. We also know that there are plenty of modules and stuff online on wetlands, soil morphology, soil genesis, soil microbiology that teachers can use in their classes if they were trained in it or if a knowledgeable person went to the class and brought it in. So how do you connect these two? We want to set up this ambassador program where we will actually enroll some of the consultants, grad students, or even trained teachers by DE. But we'll work with these people, get them on a mailing list or our website, train them in the use of these modules, and then when a teacher contacts us and says, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, I would like somebody to come in and talk about soil genesis or how soils form, We'll look to see on our database who is the professional or whatever in the area, and send them to that school in Charlotte. Okay, so if you're interested in this kind of thing, let me know, because we are just beginning to plan it, but I think we will be needing help from the professionals as well as others to bring these modules into the classroom. Okay, the last thing I'm going to talk about is a distance learning Masters of Soil Science. This is a fairly new program. It's a non-thesis program for us, but it's something that you folks, once you graduate, may want to take advantage of to get an MS degree and at the same time hold down a job. What it's going to do is provide advanced training to professionals who want to develop new skills, keep up to date, or earn a license. Again, we are licensed in North Carolina, and all our students are expected to get a license once they graduate. Now, we realize that the students in this kind of program are going to work full-time and can't come to college, can't come back to NC State. They are still interested in earning an advanced degree to get promoted or earn more pay, and we also realize that they're not interested in earning a PhD. So what's the plan? Okay. We are going to require 36 credits of soil science, or excuse me, 36 credits in total, 12 credits of soil science. They still want a seminar, master's project, field classes. Not everything can be taught DE, and so on down the line. We'll have two credits of field classes will be required so that students can get face-to-face instruction on doing profile descriptions and identifying wetland soils. I don't think that can be done effectively by DE. We offer two classes already, and more are going to be coming down the pipe. They're very popular with the consultants, particularly this hydric soils class. Can we deliver on that? Yeah, we've already have our program. It was approved last year. Approved in December. Our first graduate completed all requirements in January because she had started it 4 years earlier. It was a consultant who actually got us working on the program for her, of all things, and we finally got it approved, and she graduated in May of 2007, completed this degree in about 4 years. I think it cost, she was an out-of-state student, I'm not sure what the cost was, somewhere in the area of $13,000. Don't quote me. Now, one thing that you have to remember, sometimes students feel that DE education is easy education, or there's less requirements. But this is going to be treating you just like a grad student. You have to apply to the grad school to get enrolled. You have to your application is reviewed by the department grad committee. If you're admitted, the committee will decide whether or not to admit you, and then lastly, you'll be appointed an advisor in a graduate committee, as we do with all our students. If you're interested in this master, we've got some brochures on that up here as well. All this information is down there at our booth at the University Quad, which is in the poster session. Now, some people ask, is learning through DE equivalent to regular learning? I say yes for book learning. I've been teaching DE for about 10 years, a wetland soils class. I can prove that it's equivalent because my DE students and my regular face-to-face students have to pass the same exams, and they're graded the same way. Pass the same exams by the same grading scale. In my book, that's equivalent learning. The only time we are a little lax is that I don't think we can handle the field skills as effectively through DE as we can face-to-face, and that's why we want the short courses. If you want more information, just contact us at NC State. That is all I wanted to say today. Just one last quiz. What's the web address for New Soils website for job postings? Nobody wrote it down? Uh-oh. Soil-science.info, no www. Okay, with that, I am done, and I'll take any questions if there's time.